Well, we've been joined by Bob Cooper. Now, Bob Cooper is a legend, and he's going to tell us about something quite remarkable, actually, because you've been part of a group of people that have been around for 50-odd years on the Isle of Wight. Just tell us about the group. Morning, Bob, by the way.
Good morning. Bob Cooper from the New Church Male Voice Choir. We've been going for 50 years next year, wow. So we'll be celebrating that. It started as a little item at the village fair, where they dressed up in white smocks and straw hats and stuff like that. And from there, it just tumbled on to what we are today, which is about 35 members who sing, plus the backup of the musical director, Roy Bevan. And we go around basically singing for charity, and with a wide selection of easy listening songs and music, bit of spirituals and that type of music, easy listening music.
Brilliant. So how many of the team that you've got with you now have actually been there since the beginning?
None who have actually been there from the beginning, but there's a lot that have been there for 30-35 years. We've just last week appointed Don Emery as our president, and he's been doing it for 32 years.
Grief.
So we've presented him with a medal.
All right.
And he's very chuffed with that, and he still comes along and sings with us.
Brilliant.
One of our members is celebrating his 80th birthday this week.
Wow. Let's hope for you yet, Shirley.
I'm going to say.
No, these are all men.
Can you be a, you know?
We are the male voice choir.
All right. That's it.
There was
sorry,
a new
Shirley.
Church female choir.
Was there?
Yeah, but unfortunately they folded a few months ago.
They're bound to, aren't
well,
they?
Well, us women are so busy.
Argumentative.
We've got lots of other things to do as well.
Oh, come on, that's not the case.
Oh, we have, Ian.
That's not the case. You know it's not true. Now then, are you a baritone?
Yeah.
Are you a...
Yeah, the choir splits into four groups. You have first tenor, second tenor, who are the high-pitched ones.
Right.
Then you've got the baritones, and then you have the bass.
Because you've got a big old voice there. You sound a bit like Michael Caine.
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't been called that before, but there you go. No, but most bits of music, especially the songs that we sort of sing, are split into four parts.
Okay.
And obviously you have the tune running through, which varies which part sings that the tune, and the others then back it up with various variations on that, which then brings a whole sound out.
Okay.
To make the sound that people like listening to.
Sounds brilliant. But you want to recruit as well, because I would imagine, you know, because I look at this and I think I used to, because I know something. One of our guys who reads the news, he is part of a quartet somewhere,
yeah.
And I know that he loves it, absolutely
That's
loves
right.
it, because it just gives him a sense of a right. feeling and enjoyment, and it's a good release to go in and have
That's
a right,
right
old sing song. So you're in the business of recruiting, or you're trying to recruit. How difficult is it to recruit people of a certain age?
So very difficult.
27 like me.
Well, that's what we're after. You know, if you've got something to do on a Friday evening between quarter past 7 and up past 9, up at New Church Village Hall, that's where we rehearse every Friday. And then we've got concerts that we hold around the island. And we do a away trip once a year to Wales, Cornwall, up to the up north, things like that, and go visiting. And then we entertain visiting choirs here and have joint concerts with them, so it's a very sociable thing to do.
Okay. What's the age group you got at the moment?
Well, unfortunately I think most of us are over 40.
Right. Okay.
You know, a lot of them are 60s 70s,
but you have got some younger ones age 40.
The youngest is about 40-ish.
Brilliant.
We would love to start recruiting or get anybody who's, you know, 30, 40 years
Absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely. So, come on, give us a taste of what can we just... Can you put me through some exercises? See how much fun it can be.
Well, you know, what you're looking at, you start off with a warm-up.
Yeah.
Where you go, la, 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 up your scales
la, la,
and
la,
down.
La, 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 yeah.
That's it.
Mastered
and
that
then,
one.
Yeah. That's easy. It's as easy as that. And then you would go slightly higher. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la.
Keeping the same level.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing you do to start warming up.
All right.
Do some physical exercises to loosen yourself up. Learn about breathing from the diaphragm.
Sure.
Not gasp the breath. You get a decent breath in, so you sing from the diaphragm up. And that gives you, when you come to hold that long note at the end, you've still got enough energy there, breath there, to hold the note level.
Brilliant.
And that's the sort of thing that Roy drums into us. And it takes practice, and anybody can really do it. Like I came down from London 3 years ago when I got 65, and the wife wanted us to come back to the island because she was born and bred here. And we went to church, and we're looking at a notice on a church hall, church wall board, about a choir. And a lad came up and said, "Oh, are you interested in that?" I said, "I'd always love to sing in a choir and that sort of thing, because I'm, like everybody else, good at singing in the bath."
Mm.
And he said, "Well, come up and see us up at New Church." So I went up there, no experience whatsoever of a choir,
mm.
and sat there, learnt, listened to them, slowly joined in, and then got an audition. You know, they just checked me over, make sure that I had some sort of pitch there. And from then on, it's been great.
Brilliant. Do you know what? I think if more people sang, and I really mean this, seriously,
yeah.
if more people sang, there'd be less depression.
Mm. It would.
Yeah.
It releases something in you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we do it because we love it.
Sure.
We all love singing. We're quite happy to give up the Friday night and then do concerts on Saturdays. You know, we've got about 10 concerts lined up this year. And
When's your next one?
On Saturday.
So there's people out there that are listening to this.
Yeah.
Honestly, if you are one of those people, because I say we've set up this radio station, and basically it's not an insult when I say anybody can broadcast, and we give that person, any person, mm-hmm. the chance to broadcast, because we believe, or I believe, that anybody can sing, because we've all got
That's
a mouth.
Right.
And, you know, if you want to become a part of this, then obviously you may want to come and have a look and have a listen and see for yourself.
That's it.
So where are we going to go and see you first?
Well, you can see us on Saturday at 7:30 at St. Blasius Old Parish Church in Shanklin, in Church Road, Shanklin. That's at 7:30. We're doing a concert there for them. And at our concerts, we always have a guest artist.
Okay.
Which is one of the things that we like to promote. This week we've got Canterbell singing. That's a trio of lady singers, and we've worked with them for a lot, and Kate, their leader, is our accompanist at the sessions. Then our next one, which is on the 4th of June, we are doing solely for the air ambulance.
Excellent.
Supporting that. That's at Garfield Road Methodists on Saturday the 4th of June. And
if you just say, for instance, if you're listening to this, or you go along to one of those events, or if you're listening to, because what we do is we rerun this interview, we put it online as well, people listen. Do you have to be religious to take part?
No.
Okay.
Just that it's in the church hall.
Right.
Or church premises, because they are really good acoustically.
Yeah, sure.
And that is so important. There's no point in us giving us a sing song in a tin hut. You want a nice big space like a church where the sound will reverberate round, and you get it, and it really does is
so
effective.
How many's in the group?
There's 35 members at the moment.
Oh.
Wow.
And obviously split into the four sections, and you know, we harmonise all the time, as I was saying earlier on.
Yeah.
And it just brings out such a joyous sound.
Okay. So if people were thinking about joining, is there a website or a Facebook
page?
Yeah,
you've got New Church Male Voice Choir, both website and on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
So you can go and look at our activities there.
So just put into Google...
The New Church Male Voice Choir.
Okay, and it'll come up?
Yeah, it'll come up.
Okay, and who do they need to go to? Is it you? Are you like the governor, or is there somebody else?
You can call me.
Yeah.
And I can pass you on, but basically, just if you just turn up at the door at the village hall in New Church on a Friday evening, you'll be welcome with open arms. Just sit there and listen and see if it's what you like, and then we can hear you singing a bit and then put you in the right place, right group, and along you come.
So I suppose you've got 35 people, you've got to be careful where you put people, and
right,
we need to balance this up here, we'll have two big bass voices on the on the edge or in the middle or whatever.
What's amazing is when you're practicing, Roy is out the front there and you're in a sort of arc, semicircle, and he'll be conducting away there, and suddenly he'll stop and there's somebody, he can hear somebody not quite right. Yeah. Or in his big pet hate is S's. If you're singing a song where you've got kiss, is the word is kiss.
Yeah.
He hates you going to kiss and getting a big S at the end. It's got to be the kiss and just slightly at the end. And that's what perfection's about. And that's what makes it interesting and makes it sound better.
On the website, is there things that we can listen to that you've recorded, and so we can get a feel of what's...
There is some stuff there.
Excellent.
And hopefully, that, as I say, next year we will have a proper CD out with all our favourite songs on there, perform well.
Will you come back and drop us in a CD and talk us through it? Because we'd love to play some. Because you know, this thing has been going on for 50 odd years, and
we'd
love it to continue. And we obviously you need the next new batch of youngsters to come in, and even if they may be 40, but there's no limit on how old they can be.
There's no there is a lot of competition on the island because there are a lot of choirs of various types spread around. Mm. As you see from newspaper reports in the county press and stuff like that, when people are giving concerts and stuff. But we're the only male voice choir, and there's no entry fee. There's a yearly fee once you're in, you know, to help pay for jackets and the uniform, because we do have a uniform to make sure we look nice and smart, because that's all part of the presentation. It makes you feel proud and that you're representing something. As I say, we do most of this, all of it really, for charity. And this year our main charity is the Martin Poynter Trust, in association with the Stroke Association.
Excellent. Mm.
Because a lot of us knew Martin.
Sure.
I knew him from swimming, because I do the swimming officials course, and he'd just done the timekeepers course before he was sadly taken from us with a stroke. And now his sister is running the trust. We've done two concerts this year, and we've already got 500 quid. And and next Saturday we'll get some more. But the following one, as I say, is for the air ambulance, but then we're back doing stuff.
Well, look, Bob, I used to go to school with Martin.
Yeah.
Lovely man.
Yeah.
And he is sadly, sadly missed.
Certainly is.
I want to offer you a place on our website, commercials, and, you know, to boost the charity fund. So
that would be very, very kind of you.
We'll get you to chat with... John in a
and I'll moment. Get my website man to keep in touch with him. So
fantastic. So all we need is a logo and some stuff. That'll be absolutely brilliant.
This is what, you know, you're there, and this is what we don't have on the island, is something that brings us all together, as you were saying earlier. It's something we need.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. We'll see you soon, hopefully.
That's good.
And I say,
don't forget, anybody doing nothing on Saturday evening wants a nice evening, St Blasius Church in Shanklin, or on the 4th of June at Garfield Road Methodists.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in, Bob.
Thank you very, very much indeed.
Good to meet you.
Good luck.
It's